When stomach tissue is injured, say by H. pylori bacteria that causes ulcers, cells in the stomach work to try to repair the damage. But sometimes those attempts at repair can be worse than the original problem and create cancer precursors called metaplasias. In working to prevent cancer and metaplasia, scientists are trying to understand how those repair attempts go wrong. Graduate student Megan Raddick works in the laboratory of Washington University Digestive Diseases researcher Jason Mills. Raddick is the first author of a new study looking at how repair of injury in the stomach can lead to problems.
The question has kind of been, after wounds in the stomach, either from this bacteria or from what we eat, you know, there's all kinds of damage that goes on there every day. Now, what cells can actually divide and repair that damage?
Many scientists have assumed that stem cells do the repairs because the job of those cells is to grow and divide. But when Raddick got rid of stem cells in the stomachs of mice, the animals still created metaplasias in response to inflammation and injury. They just did it with different cells. In this case, with mature digestive enzyme-secreting cells.
And so we found that these mature cells in the stomach who kind of take on this moonlighting role, they can actually divide and repair the stomach as well as the stem cells. So in times when it's really bad, these extra mature cells can divide and repair the lesion and cause metaplasia.
The study's senior investigator, Jason Mills, says they also looked at cells from people with stomach cancer and found evidence that mature cells were involved.
It's not the professional stem cells, the ones that are used to dividing all the time and have all the mechanisms ready, that are necessarily the ones that give rise to the precancerous lesions, to these metaplasias. The metaplasias and potentially the cancers arise from cells that already have a day job.
Raddick and Mills studied stomach cells, but they say the same process, with mature cells being called upon to divide and heal injuries, occurs not just in the stomach, but in several other organs, too. And Mills says that can lead to problems. In the case of the stomach, mature digestive enzyme-secreting cells are
suddenly moonlighting or being called as reserve cells to perform a function that they're not necessarily suited to, which opens them up to both therapy, but also to getting it wrong. And that's a good way to store mutations and damage, which then make them more susceptible to going on to cancer.
Not only that, but Raddick says the metaplasias they create will be less susceptible to therapies.
Therapeutics will target cells that divide a lot. But if these mature cells cause a metaplasia and then give rise to cancer, these therapeutics won't even touch them.
The study is published in the journal Gastroenterology. I'm Jim Dryden.